In Northwest news from 88.5 KPLU, the unranked Washington Huskies take on the number 9 Oregon Ducks Saturday in Eugene. The Ducks are heavily favored to win, as they've done the past 10 years. But sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that the Huskies may be able to turn their luck around this year.
Art, this matchup is always a big one every year between these two regional rivals, but it hasn't really been a healthy rivalry for a long time. The Huskies are underdogs once again.
Yes, 21-point underdogs because they've lost 10 in a row, and it hasn't been by less than 17 points in that run. That's an astonishing feat by the Ducks because, especially in college football, there's a turnover of 25% every year when each class graduates. And over 10 years, they've turned it over 2.5 times, and they still beat the Huskies. And in college sports, there's so much, you know, emotion and foolishness and inexperience that you're dealing with that you would think the ball would bounce once right with the Huskies, because they're a competitive Pac-12 conference team with the Ducks in terms of the rules and the ability to recruit. And certainly now the Huskies have a stadium and facilities that are close to the equal of the Ducks. But really, nobody does it like the Oregon Ducks when it comes to investment in football.
So it's more the program
than individual players or coaches. What's happened is Phil Knight, the retired chairman and CEO of Nike, has donated more than $100 million in upgrades to the football facility, to the basketball facility. They now have a new football headquarters down there that would be the envy of any Wall Street office in terms of its opulence.
So Knight went to Oregon, and his company is based there.
Right. They've been to Eugene what GM once was to Detroit. And so they're celebrated in the football world because they have gotten the facilities that attract the coaches and the players to this program in Eugene. And if you like the smaller college town atmosphere, Eugene has pulled a lot of things together to celebrate this program. The only thing is that the academic side really kind of resents what's happening there, because Phil Knight has been donating so much money to athletics and has not donated in 15 years to the academic side. And that may be changing, but the upshot is a great deal of resentment by the academic side, who say not only is the tail wagging the dog at the University of Oregon, they're not being transparent about it. So there's a lot of suspicion going on between the two sides of the school. It's almost like Republicans and Democrats.
That's right. Well, UW has a new coach this year, Chris Peterson, and he has fairly recent experience beating the Ducks when he was head coach of Boise State.
Yeah, he beat Oregon in 2008 and again in 2009, and it was astonishing that he was able to pull this off, but he is sort of the light at the end of this long, dark tunnel for the Huskies, because he has had success. He's downplayed it very much this week in the conversations he's had with reporters about what he knows and what he can plot to end this Oregon hegemony. And that only tells me he's got something up his sleeve. He was known in Oregon and when he was there from 1995 to 2000 as an assistant coach as the mad scientist because of his offensive innovation. And I think that mad scientist thing has to play big Saturday afternoon if the Huskies have a chance.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.